Another center home?
Yeah, well, here's a better, that's a bad center. After the little boy smoked three cigars, one right after another, he what?
He got the vomiting, I know. It make him sick.
Okay.
Send him home because he's sick.
Yeah, that first question doesn't make me sound really clear. All right, if a person had a fixed sick feeling right here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
In the pit of his stomach.
Oh, okay. Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some one of the guests wants to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I've seen a lot of them that I didn't approve of, where they acted all after the wedding.
But is there a specific name for that kind of party or that kind of...
It's just a boisterous, noisy party, that's
okay.
All.
What would you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? I mean, you might say to a child, you better behave or what we'll get you.
I didn't ever tell my children that if you don't beat Eve, I'll beat the devil out you. I didn't try to scare my children, nothing. But I have heard people say, if you don't behave yourself, the old goblin will get you, or something other like that.
Okay, fine. If a friend knocked on your door on Christmas morning, how would you greet him?
Say good morning, Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
Carry it very far.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Well, you got a dozen of them lives in water with a hard shell. Well, you got the turtle, and you got the big sea turtle, and you got the little mud turtle, and you got the gopher doesn't live in that, but he stays on land. He's the only one of them.
Uh-huh.
But terrapins, they live in water. All of them got hard shells.
Okay. And then
we got crabs. They got hard shells certain times, and certain times they haven't got any shell at all.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I certainly didn't.
Yeah, they have. They're soft then.
Uh-huh. Now the one that is like that but lives on land, you call it a gopher?
Gopher, yeah.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Inside of them you can eat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got, inside of him, he's got one of the finest pieces of meat in the world is the liver.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got... if you want to clean them, you can have chitlins.
Okay.
But most people leave too much corn in them when they clean them. Me.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of the egg is the yolk, yellow.
Okay. And what you call the upper part of a man's body?
Torso. Chest.
Okay. What would you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? Usually, go fishing in.
Well, we call them rowboats,
uh-huh.
And then we flat-bottomed boats. That's about all they use.
Okay. What do you normally call the covering for a pillow?
Well, a pillow slips.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say something like, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Well, say beat hell out of me, or he gave him a good whipping.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf.
Would you have another thing, another way of saying like that? You might say something like he was down on his what?
Haunches.
Okay.